B-Pod Studios.
Hi, this is Kevin Owens, and you're listening to the Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast with James Stewart and Mike Riley. Great name, Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast. So what does that mean? You guys aren't allowed to discuss if anything happens outside the ropes? What if somebody gets clotheslined over the top rope? Do you guys cover the Royal Rumble? These are questions I need answered. Anyway, you're listening to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with two geniuses who came up with this name.
Mike Riley, Joe Murray, Tom Brady is going to his 10th. Oh, wait. No, that's not what we're doing here. We're doing Royal Rumble talk. Royal Rumble talk. It's the season. It's WrestleMania season. I'm so excited. Mike Riley is here. Joe Murray from Over Under 98.5. Two things before we get to the Rumble here. This came to me on Tuesday-ish, and now it's all over his social media. But The Rock is in Hawaii. And there's rumors about The Rock being part of the Rumble and main eventing WrestleMania and all this stuff. I'm here to tell you I believe The Rock and his family are in Hawaii until about mid-March. So The Rock could be part of WrestleMania. He could not be part of WrestleMania, but he's not going to be at the Rumble. And long-term, I think that they booked Dallas for 100,000 people for WrestleMania next year because they're going to do The Rock and Roman Reigns. And that's what I think. That's kind of what I believe. Mike, we'll start with you. Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's no way The Rock is going to be at the Royal Rumble this upcoming January, which is, you know, just days away. And also WrestleMania out on that there as well. When you have a limited capacity for Tampa Bay, I think that would have been the nice plan here for WWE to make that happen earlier in the game. But everything considered with COVID, that's not going to take place. So I think, I also wouldn't rule out even LA in 2 years where you could slide in The Rock to a Hall of Fame inductee, his home base, essentially. Not ruling out Dallas, but you also have to consider that as well for Los Angeles, where they were supposed to have WrestleMania this year. So maybe that would make up for it. Well, you know what, guys, you didn't get your WrestleMania this year, but if you can wait it out 2 years, we'll give you that, and also we'll give you The Rock and Roman Reigns. So I think you have to bring that into consideration as well.
Mike, that's where you turn once in a lifetime into twice in a lifetime. That's when you do the rematch.
Okay.
Like they did with Cena and Rock.
So, I mean, now that would also be another ironic thing, too, because The Rock has not been at WrestleMania since Dallas, WrestleMania 32. So that's another thing to tie in as well. So it's going to happen sooner than later. Might as well cash in while you can.
Joe Murray, thoughts on The Rock?
Yeah, not this year. Kind of like Mike's take on that. Not in Dallas either, but Hollywood, I can totally see it. I believe he's 49 now, right? So fighting, wrestling a match at 51, it gives them a couple more years to put Roman over. He's the head of the table, that type of thing. So the only thing that I would hold pause on is the fact that I don't think next year they're going to do two nights, but this year they're doing two nights again. From some things that I've read out there, there might be looking for some major talent to be a part of those two nights. So we already know that maybe Goldberg's involved.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Triple H. So then you got to think Undertaker's probably out. So who would the next names be? Goldberg or Cena?
John Cena. Yeah.
CM Punk.
So, okay. Now, he floated out this week that he would be a contestant.
CM Punk.
Yeah. He was doing a Twitter reply thing and said that he would do like a guest spot in the Rumble if they ever ask, but he thinks they won't ask.
Interesting.
But yeah, no Rock, guys, and I'm thinking Hollywood in a couple of years.
2 years out.
So my other point before we get to talking about the Royal Rumble, which I love the Royal Rumble. I love WrestleMania season. I'm very excited about the Rumble. This Rumble is just so open.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But before we get there, my other WrestleMania thought. Is WrestleMania's two nights. It's two nights this year. So I'm wondering if WWE would copy what New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom has done. And I've kind of been of the opinion that the WWE wants the video and the photo of Roman Reigns standing over Bill Goldberg with two championships, a unification match. Roman Reigns would be the Raw and the SmackDown champion. Wrestle Kingdom has done this in years past where they have had one match, and it's the I'll turn it right into WWE terms.
Yep.
So Saturday night, night one, would be, for instance, Goldberg defending against X for the Raw title, and Roman Reigns defending against wrestler Y for the SmackDown title. The winners of those two matches go on to fight for one unification match. So that's how you get the Roman Reigns versus Goldberg match on WrestleMania. It would close WrestleMania night two, and then the losers fight each other, and I don't know what you get out of that. Maybe you get a number one contenders rematch or something like that. But what do you guys think about a unification mini tournament? Joe, I'll start with you.
I'll say no. I mean, I like the idea, right? I mean, that's really what things come down to, is the fans, you know, the people who follow this stuff, the guys who cover it like you, we come up with the best ideas, right?
In WWE. Of course, we're the best booker we can be.
But I'm just going to say no on that. But it's just so funny, guys. You know, I'm not going to say I've done prep work for today's show, but on my own time, I've been, you know, watching these previous Royal Rumbles, and some of the themes have been Raw versus SmackDown on a lot of them. And I think they want to continue that theme.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way they go. And maybe they dress like one of them. I saw Eric Bischoff came out and was like, come on, SmackDown, you need to be better, you know? And like, so I don't know, the more I watch and the more I just think about it, I think they're going to continue those angles, but you know, maybe they put other people in charge to, you know, of authority. Like I know Sonya Deville's now in charge, whatever, but maybe they put more authority in charge to make those things a little bit interesting. But I don't know, a unification title for title belt, like that's going to be like a WrestleMania only thing, but it'd be great, right? I mean, hey, or just every year, you know, it's that, but what that would take away from the winner of the Rumble, I guess.
Well, so in New Japan, they have had, right now, Kota Ibushi is the unified IWGP heavyweight and IWGP Intercontinental champion. So they've kept both those titles attached to one match. So maybe in the short term, you do Raw and SmackDown, you have a situation like what happened a few years ago where Becky Lynch was the winner take all and defended both belts until she lost. She successfully defended the Raw women's against Lacey Evans at Money in the Bank in Hartford, and then lost it to Charlotte, who got illegally cashed in on by Bayley. So you could do that until you have Roman in a situation where he's in two matches and he just can't overcome the odds. Mike, what do you think about the idea of a unification WrestleMania tournament?
Yeah, so I like it. I don't think they're going to roll with that scenario, though. I think what they would do before a world championship one, and sure, you talk about WrestleMania where it makes the most sense to do it, the grand stage, the whole nine yards there. But I think the way they're operating right now, WWE, and I'd love to see a unification, trust me, one champion. But I think they're really relying too much on obviously SmackDown and Monday Night Raw. And it's so important to have a champion for each brand there. They're not going to unify that right now. The one caveat I would say, though, if you are going to go with the unification, you unify the tag team titles of WrestleMania. That's where I could make that. I could see a two-night tournament sort of deal for that there. You have that real wild card scenario.
Yeah. Similar to that ladder match maybe at Raymania with the Hardy Boys came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So I could, that's where I see something more in lines of that there. I think that would be huge for the tag team division all around, get exposure on both Raw and SmackDown. But as far as a champion, though, for me, I like it. I'm not disagreeing with you that I don't like it, but I don't think it will happen, though. I think there's just too much on the line for the networks right now. They want one champion for each brand. That's just the way it's going. Too much money thrown at them.
So I would be in favor of unifying the men's, the women's, and the tag teams. I'd keep the U.S. and Intercontinental as separate.
Yep.
And the reason I say that is because there's two shows, and there's only two shows. It's not like you have two brands touring.
Right.
And your roster has all this depth, but they're not getting over. And there are debate points as to why they're not getting over. But you don't need a universal and a world champion. You don't need two sets of tag team champions. You don't need two women's champions. You just need one until you're back to live event touring again, which I don't know that they're actually going to go back to anytime
soon. Yeah. And especially the house
show. They were losing money for so long on live event house shows, even though live events and house shows are so much fun short of pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Just because Raw and SmackDown are just so long being there live.
Right.
So that's just something like that came into my mind is WrestleMania is two nights. That's not an accident. Mm-hmm. Why not do a unification match? And then you have Roman standing over Bill Goldberg with two belts or Drew McIntyre standing over Roman with two belts, you know, whoever you want to put in that position for that photo and for that video.
Roman two belts, just like Becky
Roman
two belts.
Becky right? two belts.
Yeah. R squared. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. But it's going to, you know, in the two nights again here, it's, you got to look at it where Tampa got robbed of it last year, the pandemic. So a make up for them there on that. 25,000 we're looking at for crowd.
Both yeah. Nights. 25,000. Yeah.
So that's,
I think whatever they put in for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Cause they're going to have fans. You're going to see WWE have a bigger number than that. Now, whether that's the actual attendance or not, we'll see. Like there was 100,000 people in Dallas a few years ago for WrestleMania. They announced 110, I think.
Yeah.
The actual number might have been closer to 80.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we don't know because they fudge around with that stuff all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
But it's wrestling. Of course you fudge around with it. Of course.
And I'm not sure if you guys addressed it, but they made the announcement that obviously it'll be in Tampa Bay this year, two nights, Dallas and Hollywood. I love it because I just love the fact that they're thinking of the future, but giving it more time. You get what I'm saying? Like, obviously, yeah, we're dealing with a pandemic, and you're right, Mike. Usually, they announce it around summertime or whatever. But the way they did it was creative, and you know they're looking ahead. They're 2 years out. Hey, hopefully, we can be in Dallas. But you know, I think they took care of business, and I like where they're heading with this.
I just like that they used my Dallas idea.
So you did talk about that a couple of weeks ago. And, and by the way, 101,000 is what they had for Dallas in WrestleMania 32. 101. Yeah. Then that was a record, too. So I'll bet they try to break it to 110, Jimmy, next year.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. We can do it.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Royal Rumble. Let's start with the men's Royal Rumble match.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, I have two questions. The first is, who do you think wins the men's Rumble match? Mike Riley, I will start with you.
I think it is going to be Daniel Bryan. And do you want to go off the reasons here or just tell you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I say that is I think Daniel Bryan has been in the situation the last couple of years, especially as a part-time guy, I guess you could say. You know, coming back, of course, from the career-ending situation, I think it's the best case scenario here for Daniel Bryan. I think he will win, because he's the perfect babyface to go up against Roman Reigns, where, you know, looking ahead to WrestleMania, I don't see Daniel Bryan winning that match there, but he is the perfect babyface to have that title shot against the biggest heel right now, probably in all of pro wrestling. Roman, MJF, those guys right there. He is the guy to have that opportunity to try and challenge Roman Reigns and to come back and tell everything how he was able to accomplish the, you know, his neck career ending situation there. And here he is to overcome all the odds. Daniel Bryan is who I think would be the guy to win the Royal Rumble.
Joe Murray, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble match this year, the men's Royal Rumble match?
Who I think it will be Goldberg. After he loses to Drew McIntyre, he will then enter the Rumble, win, and face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Okay.
So I had Daniel Bryan as my pick as to who I think will win the Royal Rumble match.
No kidding.
I think it's more to the point where nobody's going to be upset if Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble match. Mm-hmm. Bryan recently said on Talking Smack that he's winding down his career and that he's never won a battle royal, which I'll take his word on that. He's one of the great talents of this generation, and let him have his Rumble win. The WWE can move forward, and they can do that on night one of WrestleMania. And they finally have him win a Royal Rumble 7 years after the fact that he should have won the Royal Rumble headed into WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And for night one, if they go with my scenario that they're doing, you know, unification, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan, that's a great match. Yep. And I don't think that anybody is going to pick Daniel Bryan to win, but that's a great match and a great showcase for both of those athletes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Awesome. Don't worry, give me the, actually, let's do this before we get to the odds. Who do you want Joe Murray to win the Royal Rumble men's match?
AJ Styles. I mean, guys, think of this history of this event, right? There's been, for the most part, right? And I mean, we'll just go back. We know Flair came in, but there's been heavyweights mixed in with, you know, the Bret Harts, the Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold obviously won it a couple of times, The Rock, Triple H, Brock Lesnar, Batista won it a couple of times. And then the Mysterio year, I still think it had something to do with the Eddie Guerrero stuff. Cena, Orton's won it twice, Cena again. But when you start to look at these names over the last couple of years, Roman, Triple H was at the end of the year, Randy again, Shinsuke was to kind of help him and put him over, Seth was really to put him kind of back on the map, and then Drew McIntyre went on that big run. So AJ Styles' name belongs with these greats. And yeah, he doesn't need a title to be, or a championship, excuse me, to be the man, right? He doesn't need it. But I just think he's the best. He was introduced, if you watch the documentary on the WWE Network, introduced there. They went through his background. I just think AJ Styles is the right name to add to the list of Royal Rumble winners.
Okay.
Mike Riley, who do you want to win the men's Royal Rumble match?
I'm doubling down. I'm going Daniel Bryan. I'm going Daniel Bryan here. Not only do I think he should win, and I think he will win. So there you go. I think he should, and that's why I want him to, because I want to be right. But yes, I think, that, again, back to my situation to tell that whole build up there to WrestleMania, he and Roman Reigns, and maybe it is Daniel Bryan's swan song here as he gets ready to go into the sunset and have that one last match there, or one of his last few matches. And sure, he did have an unbelievable WrestleMania moment at WrestleMania 30. He did win the ladder match at 31, goes away for a few years, and makes a tremendous comeback. I would like to see him win. I do want him to win, to have that Royal Rumble moment. Granted, it is with no audience in front of him, but again, you know, how can he not be happy for Daniel Bryan? And again, to go up there against Roman Reigns, be this guy to try to take him down, I think it's best for business on all ends. Daniel Bryan, where you probably, he may lose his last match. That might be it. Walk away. And then Roman Reigns continues to dominate where he beats Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania to continue telling how dominant he is as the head of the table. So give me Daniel Bryan to win, and I think he will win too.
Mike, Joe, I want to win. I want Adam Cole to win the men's Royal Rumble match. I want to see Adam Cole on Raw or SmackDown. I want to see Adam Cole have a WrestleMania championship match.
Nice.
It won't happen because I think Adam Cole is looked at as, oh my God, he's so small. But I think Adam Cole has a certain star power on NXT. Mm-hmm. And Pat McAfee's story was nice, but now what's next for Adam Cole? And I believe strongly that Triple H is a big fan of Adam Cole. I feel very strongly in saying that.
Yeah.
And he would push for Adam Cole to win the Rumble as kind of a surprise that I don't think too many people would object to. And I think it would give a little bit more focus to, oh, look, here comes an NXT star who wins the Royal Rumble kind of out of nowhere. And it's an off the grid pick. But I go back to what's next for Adam Cole in NXT. And so it's a good way to put that rocket on his backside, put him right into a title match against whoever. Like Roman versus Adam Cole on night one of WrestleMania is a good match. It's not the big time poster match that I've been obsessed with mentioning posters the last few weeks on the show.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But it's just, I think that's how they think. Is
what about, like, what about Cole McIntyre? Do they ever take?
So Cole McIntyre would be a rematch from NXT.
I think there you go. Yep.
Because if you'll remember, Adam Cole, the night that Drew McIntyre won the NXT championship Adam Cole made his debut in NXT.
Right. Okay.
So there's a built-in backstory there.
Yeah.
That the NXT fans are aware of, and you know, some of the Raw SmackDown fans might be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be all for that. I would be all for an Adam Cole win. So I would like to see Adam Cole win the men's Royal Rumble match.
So and do you guys? Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know, just a touch on Jimmy's point there with Adam Cole. I mean, here you go. You have another great scenario, two nights, and, you know, you can showcase the NXT talent there in night one. And, you know, maybe you have another situation where Roman could close out the show, whoever, Adam Cole, if he is to go up against Roman, or Drew McIntyre, whoever. And then he could maybe have whoever the other champion is there for night two of WrestleMania. So, dream situation here, a lot to work with for the two nights of WrestleMania going into it. Sorry, Joe.
No, I was just gonna say to you guys real quick, just to, if you wanted the odds on the men, just real
yes, please quick. Do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Daniel Bryan's coming in right now as the favorite, followed by Keith Lee.
Oh,
interesting.
Edge, Brock Lesnar, and then Big E. And wow. Then we'll get to the women in a little bit, but. Before, and I don't know if you mind if I do this, but I wanted to
give me your surprise entrance.
Yeah, so maybe, and I, guys, I've been doing this on my own time. We know who's in, right? So we got like the 17 names or whatever.
Yeah.
So let me just in or out, yes or no. Braun Strowman.
In.
Yes.
John Morrison.
In.
Shelton Benjamin.
Yes, I am. In.
Xavier Woods.
Yes, in.
Bobby Roode.
In.
In.
Corbin.
Yep.
In.
Riddle.
Yep.
In.
Sheamus.
Oh, actually, I would say Riddle is out. I think Riddle's going to be fighting for the U.S. title against Lashley. But, I mean, he could do double duty because Lashley is an entrant in the Rumble.
Sheamus in.
In.
Andrade.
Andrade, yes, in.
I'll say in.
Rey Mysterio.
In.
Elias.
I'm going to say out on Rey Mysterio.
I mean, Mysterio can't get into a WrestleMania party, but he can get into the Rumble match.
Elias?
In.
Ricochet. In
probably the Elias is probably the number one or two entrant, so he can sing his way to the ring again.
Exactly.
Ricochet.
He might be out.
I would say in because they can do a weird aerial spot with him.
R-Truth.
In.
I will say R-Truth is in. And I wonder if he brings a ladder into the ring again and tries to climb the ladder to win the Royal Rumble match.
Buddy Murphy.
Out.
Really?
Where are we? Cedric Alexander.
Out. And
Dawkins from the tag team there.
No.
I think they've already declared Street Profits are in.
Oh, they're in the Royal Rumble? The Street Profits are in?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So let me just give you a few other names here, and then we can move on. Jinder Mahal.
He's ready to return it.
Oh, you have to put Jinder in. Yes, former WWE champion, one of the great champions of all time.
Lars Sullivan.
Ugh.
No. No way.
Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, he'll be in.
MVP.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, with the Bobby Lashley thing, yeah.
And then I'll just spit these ones at you. Samoa Joe.
No.
Seth Rollins.
Yes.
That could be a surprise, yes.
Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
No. Triple H.
No.
No.
Kane.
No.
No.
And then here are my NXTs. Damian Priest.
Yes. No.
Wade Barrett.
No.
No.
Ciampa or Gargano.
Yes. One of the two.
I will say Ciampa and Gargano. I'll say yes to both.
Okay. Finn Balor.
Yes.
I'll say no on Balor.
Killian Cross.
I'll say yes on Killer Cross.
Yes, Cross. 100%.
Or any of these guys. Velveteen Dream.
No.
Santos Escobar.
No.
Nope.
Loomis.
No.
Nope.
Bronson Reed's another big guy they're pulling. And then, guys, because I'm trying to find 30.
Bronson Reed might be a yes.
Here's the reason why I'm trying to do it. We need 30. So right. Aleister Black.
No. You know, Joe, I'm going to go back to you. I'm going to go back a yes on the can. I'll give you a yes on can. I'm going to go. It's a surprise. He's a legend. Too, right? Yeah, I'd be like a legend.
Aleister Black, Tucker, Otis's boy.
No.
No.
Dominic Mysterio.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Chad Gable.
Yes.
Drew Gulak.
No.
Humberto Carrillo.
No.
No.
Mojo.
No.
Yeah, doubt it. No.
Okay, and then I got Fandango, Prince Pretty, and then Titus.
No.
Okay, where I'm going with this is...
Wait a minute, hold on. Can I ask you one more? You didn't put Pat McAfee in there.
I did not put Matt McAfee.
No. I'd put him over a lot of those guys.
So did I miss it?
I agree with Mike. I would put McAfee on that list.
He would get a pump, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's 63 guys.
Mm-hmm.
They have 63 possible NXT past performers, whatever.
Yep.
They need to make it 30. So are they going to waste any, like a Hornswoggle, Honky Tonk Man?
Well, I just said Kane. Kane wouldn't
be a waste, though. He's the record holder.
He's a waste. It's a waste to the current talent, Joe. It doesn't make sense to put him in there. So it's a prop holder.
That's my
point. Joe, to answer your question, I'm not sure. And here's why I'm not sure, because Pat Patterson isn't with us. Mm-hmm. And so Pat Patterson was a big proponent of putting in the Gaga spot for the Royal Rumble match.
Yep.
And make no mistake about it, Pat Patterson has had his hands in every Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, he created it.
So the question is as Bruce Pritchard puts together the Royal Rumble match, is he going to have those Gaga spots in there?
Maybe, to honor Pat.
Because if he is, here comes Hornswoggle, here comes Moppy. Here comes Katie Vick. Here comes the gimmicks of WWF past.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? It's we've seen it with the Money in the Bank, at Titan Tower and James Ellsworth.
They just put Gilbert on TV.
There you go. Yeah. Right. So things like that. But you know what? How about a guy like Booker T? Yeah. Jerry Lawler, you know, those guys are going to throw it.
I think they're both done. Mm. But, you know, Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash has one eye.
When he was Diesel. Yep. And Kevin Nash, yeah. But I just wanted to say, guys, that there's 65 plus names.
Yeah, okay? That's good.
If they're going to pick 30, though, I want them to be 30 guys that legitimately have a chance at the heavyweight championship.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, that's good logic there, Joe.
I like it.
We'll go with it. But one of the things that I love about both the men's and the women's Rumble is I kind of have an idea of who they're going to go with. Mm-hmm. But like I look and say Daniel Bryan's the favorite, and I think he's going to win, by the way, and Mike does too.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. I don't feel confident in that. Like last year we were talking about McIntyre and how Paul Heyman was a huge Drew McIntyre fan, and I figured he would get... One of he either wins the match or he eliminates Brock Lesnar. He got both.
Yeah.
And that is how you not only start the making of a star, but that is putting an exclamation point on Drew McIntyre is the next guy. He's main eventing WrestleMania, and let's see where he goes. Now, the pandemic happened, and you didn't have fans for it, and so on and so forth. But Drew McIntyre is the number one babyface of the WWE right now. There's no question about it. So let's see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on to the women. Onto the women's Royal Rumble. Joe Murray, I will start with you. Who do you think wins the women's Royal Rumble match?
All right,
Joe, you got this question at 10 a.m. this morning.
I know, for two weeks. And that's why I'm a little torn on it, but I'm going to go Bayley.
Ooh.
I hate Bayley.
Ooh, strong.
I despise her, yep. Which makes me think that she could have some sort of dramatic win, and then this is your life.
Oh, geez. Ding dong, hello.
And she just she just lost that like Olympic thing to Bianca Belair. Like, I think this is a way to put Belair over, but in the end, Bayley wins. Plus, she's a reputable person who won the title recently, and I'm just going with that.
Lost the title recently, but had it for like 500 days.
Exactly.
Mike Riley, who do you? But Bayley's a great pick, Joe. Bayley's a great pick. Mike Riley, who do you think will win the Women's Royal Rumble match?
All right. So I personally think you're looking at, here we go. I'm going to say Rhea Ripley. And I think this is, yeah. Absolutely.
They better not miss this opportunity, Mike. They better not miss it. I mean, kids, the clock's ticking. She's 24 years old.
No. The way they, let that ship almost sail, and they booked her bad after WrestleMania, I think that this is a perfect opportunity for Rhea Ripley here, and I want her to win. This is who I think is going to win, and I want her to win. So I think Rhea Ripley is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. And again, you can make up for what they I thought they missed out on an opportunity with last year, and have her come in as that badass where she was so hot going into 2020, and now bring that back here into the Rumble and into WrestleMania, where she will have the audience in front of her, where she was robbed of that last year, and have her get a title shot, whether it be the SmackDown side or Raw. I think she's going to go right for Charlotte. I think Charlotte will get the Raw. She'll be the Raw Women's Champion by the time WrestleMania rolls around. And I think she's going to go right for Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania after Rhea Ripley wins the Royal Rumble.
Rhea Ripley's a good pick. And I think, moreover, why Rhea Ripley's a good pick is it gives that NXT. It's the thing that I was talking about with Adam Cole.
Yep.
You should have an NXT star win the Rumble. And if you were going to do the Charlotte chase last year, you could have probably had Rhea win it, but then Rhea couldn't be the NXT champion. There are details to work through there. But I just have a feeling that they might have an NXT person win.
Wow, really?
I just feel it, right? And that's I'm probably wrong, but it's kind of a vibe. I think Bianca Belair is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble this year. I think the documentary that they just put out on her life and her career was just well done. That WWE Network and their documentaries, it's great. But they have put, since Bianca Belair came to SmackDown, they have put her in situations where she's teaming with Sasha Banks. Mm-hmm. She's in a program with Bayley, who was the former champion. They are grooming her for something important. And that something important, it feels like, is going to be the Rumble win, and then whether she chooses Sasha Banks on SmackDown or whether she chooses whoever the Raw champion is right now, it's Asuka,
right?
As we talk, as we're recording this on Sunday night, I think Bianca Belair is the clear pick to win the Royal Rumble. Okay. So, Mike Riley, you want.
So, you know, yeah.
You want Rhea Ripley to win the Royal Rumble, so we don't need to ask you again. Joe Murray.
Hold on. Tell me. Do I want her as a fan, too? Yes, but this is where I'm going to go on you here.
Rhea Ripley's a gal.
I know she is. I know. But you're talking about Bianca that you think she will, and that's who I want to win. That's who I would like to see win because I like what they've done, that the whole situation, what they've done
I
with
thought
her
you just
Sasha.
Said you, you.
No, but I told you.
You think that my, Rhea Ripley
she's
is going to win.
She's
and
my
you
girl.
Want her to.
She's my girl, but
in post-production, by the way, I'm going to go back and I'm going to play a little rewind sound effect and quote you right in there.
Have some fun with that. Go right ahead.
Of course, that's what I do. I manipulate audio.
Go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead. Have fudge the audio there. I really would like to see Bianca Belair too. I have no issue if it's going to be her, Rhea Ripley, because the Belair thing to talk about that, everything that they've done with her and Sasha, they've teased this from the fall, essentially, where they have this breakup and boom, you go right into it there at WrestleMania. And yes, I think that would be excellent for business here. And she came back that's pretty open now. She went through the COVID and so forth and got back on her feet. And she's, you know what? I think a good push for her here, and SmackDown would love to see someone like Bianca Belair as the women's champion down the line.
Joe, who do you want to win the Women's Royal Rumble match?
So to your point about the NXT, Bianca Belair, that would be good. She had a good appearance last year, too, in the Rumble, if you remember, when she was introduced. She's also the favorite, if you want the odds. She's also the favorite. I want Lacey Evans to win.
There you go. That's your girl, Lacey Evans.
All right. I know it's gonna. I'm going to sound biased, right? No, this Ric Flair angle with Charlotte, she now wins the Rumble, dude. She's got Ric Flair in her back pocket. Maybe at some point Charlotte's the champ again, right? Like, this could set something up long-term here. I just think that right now she's getting that push, and she's nasty, right? She's got an attitude. She's a heel. I just think that's, you know, for me, I'd be in on Lacey.
Okay.
You're just going to let that marinate?
All right. That's like a
we're just gonna lay out on that one.
And just quickly, guys, just run through it. Bianca Belair is the favorite. Alexa Bliss would be good too, just to throw that in there. Mike, your girl Rhea Ripley. Anybody that's a listener or a fan of this show should have known Mike Riley would say that. Charlotte
Rhea or Bianca, my two favorites.
Charlotte Flair's in there, and then Bayley comes in. Last, and if you guys don't mind, I'll do the same exercise with you. We know who's already in.
Hey, Joe, can I do something real quick?
Yeah.
Can I actually pick who I want to win?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Jester's got to go. It's his turn. It's okay.
It's okay. I'm just.
You're only the host of the show, damn it.
It's his turn. Don't worry.
We'll see. I understand that usually people 2 to 6 just like to facilitate and not give actual opinions. But I'm somebody who I try to ask questions and answer my own questions.
I really apologize.
It's okay, Joe. I understand.
Don't worry.
See, Joe, you're a normal host. See, I'm just a hack radio producer who just tries to act as a host on a wrestling podcast. So I get it. No problem. I want Charlotte Flair to win the Royal Rumble match.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Come on. Again?
Oh, yes. I want her to win back-to-back. I want her to cement her position even more. Not only is she the tag team champion, she wins back-to-back Royal Rumbles. She's going to go on to WrestleMania and either fight Asuka or Sasha Banks. Like, and I know how much it angers the internet.
Come on.
If Charlotte wins, I'm going to be like Jim Murray tomorrow on the show. I'm going to be on the right side of history with Charlotte Flair.
See, I think that's what the half of the country felt like after Tom Brady kept winning year after year. And now they'd be that way if Charlotte was to pull up.
The tears of the Charlotte haters. Oh, I want to drink them all up. Love it. I watch.
Great. At least you own it. I got to give it. At least you own it. I will say that.
Charlotte Flair honked them. Of course they do. No, I want to see her win back-to-back Rumbles. And then, and then what they can do also is they can plant the seeds for her turning on Asuka. Mm-hmm. Or they have Sasha Banks against Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, which would be great. I mean, their story could add another chapter to it. And on the grandest stage, because that's the one place, like, they had a Raw main event. They had the Hell in a Cell, which main evented the pay-per-view. Now they have their WrestleMania match. And it's a one-on-one match. It's not a four-way match like what happened in Orlando, or a three-way match, which is what happened in Dallas.
Right.
It's a one-on-one match with Charlotte and Sasha, or it's a rematch of Charlotte and Asuka. Or, I mean, there's another move at play, and that is something that happened with John Cena in 2008. John Cena wins the Royal Rumble match and wants to fight Randy Orton at the pay-per-view before WrestleMania. So you could have the winner of a Royal Rumble match this year be like, nope, I want my match at Elimination Chamber or Fastlane or Roadblock, whatever the pay-per-views are in between WrestleMania.
Right.
And then you have something else that determines the challengers. I always keep that in the back of my mind as to that's another path on the road to WrestleMania, which I love.
So you want Charlotte.
I want Charlotte to win all the matches.
We get it. You're a Charlotte
Hawk. Nobody.
Here's what sparked me on this, right? Yeah.
I got sent a tweet, and somebody was just trying to bait me into responding to it about how Charlotte didn't sell well enough for Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott on SmackDown. I watched the match, and I'm looking for points where Charlotte didn't sell enough.
Right.
She's 6 feet tall, right? She's built like a brick house, right? She's athletic. She can do anything. And Liv and Ruby are doing double team moves, and she's selling them.
Mm-hmm.
The one-on-one, Charlotte keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. Just the same thing that she did with Ronda Rousey. Good pickup, Joe. I'm glad you laughed at that.
You let that one second. Intent,
but good job.
Let that second.
But if you hang on, we'll let it marinate.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. But if you look at the match it's consistent with Charlotte's character. If you look at the Survivor Series match with Ronda Rousey, who really got offense on Ronda Rousey up until that match with Charlotte at Survivor Series?
Right.
It's because she's not Tamina giant. She's not Nia Jax giant, but she's Undertaker like giant when it comes to the women's division.
Yeah,
so if you don't lay it in, like, what do you want her to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, all right. So you're going Charlotte. You want Charlotte.
I want to win. I think that, Bianca Belair is going to win it. I actually almost said Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss was going to be my backup if somebody else said Bianca Belair. So I'm glad that she's high up. On the Alexa Bliss character, I love that she shot fire at Randy Orton. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But she's also got a match with Asuka on Raw. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday, you already know the result of Alexa Bliss versus Asuka.
Right.
I kind of took her out of the equation, because they'll do some non-finish, and now you'll get Alexa Bliss versus Asuka at the Rumble, I think.
And
again, Alexa Bliss could do double duty.
No, of course. And
so Becky Lynch 1 year fought Asuka for the women's championship, lost, and then weaseled her way into the Royal Rumble match that she won.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, and Joe wants Lacey. I want Rhea or Bianca. I'm fine with either of those.
Yep. And so, if I just throw some names at you guys.
Please do.
Dana Brooks probably in, right?
Yes.
Io Shirai.
Yes.
Lana. Liv Morgan.
Lana. I forgot about Lana.
About this for a while.
Lana. Yeah. I still want Charlotte to win, but my runner up would be Lana because I don't know. I know you listen. I don't know if you listen to every episode, but after they did the Lana Survivor Series win, I made the decision that I wanted Lana to win the Royal Rumble. And I wanted her to be the 30th entrant of the Royal Rumble match, and 28, 29 eliminate each other. So literally all Lana has to do is walk into the ring and she's declared the Royal Rumble winner because everyone else is eliminated.
It's a great storyline.
That's my backup.
I'll just fire a few. Mandy, she should be in. Mickey James. Naomi.
Yes.
Natalya, Nia.
Yes.
Where the hell is Nikki Cross been?
Character redevelopment. I think she might end up with retribution, but that's just a guess.
Ooh, Peyton Royce.
Yep.
Yes.
Ruby. What's it called?
Ruby Riott. Liv Morgan.
Shayna Baszler.
Yes. Shayna versus Charlotte is on Raw. I don't know why that's a free pay-per-view giveaway match, but
okay. And then
Those are the two finalists from last year's Royal Rumble, by the way.
Right.
And then Tamina, she's probably in, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I got a couple of just, you know, Becky Lynch.
No.
I think that's possible.
It's possible, but I don't see her back yet.
Ronda Rousey.
Possible, no. But I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
Paige.
No.
No.
I think she's medically disqualified.
And then I'll give you the NXT. Candice LeRae?
Yes.
I could see her in there.
I think if Shirai's in, then LeRae will have to be.
Chelsea Green?
Yes.
Dakota Kai?
Oh, yes. Give me Team Kick all day.
Yes.
Casey Catanzaro's back in the Dusty Rhodes tournament.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That chick Mercedes? And then Scarlett
Martinez, yep.
Scarlett Bordeaux?
I don't think so. I think she's more just managing.
So am I missing any female superstars that could possibly be in?
Raquel Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you drop that one? I didn't hear that. Okay.
What about surprise? Could there anybody like on the street?
Rita,
Trish.
Okay. Yep.
Michelle McCool. Kim.
Yep.
Michelle McCool, I believe, has COVID.
She did. Oh. I don't know if she might be out of the quarantine. She had it at the same time around Drew McIntyre. So, plus chance to get the Undertaker back.
What about AJ Lee?
I don't think so, unless you're getting Punk.
Yeah, that's a double.
Okay.
Two for one special.
You know what, though? That would be fascinating if they lined it up so that the women's match was before the men's match, and here comes AJ Lee as a surprise entrant, and all the internet would be buzzing.
See, that's where, again, you have no audience here. That's where you do it with the crowd. If there's a crowd, then I would buy into it more, but without one, no way, Jose. Ain't going to happen.
Okay. Like that's it with the women.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Yeah, talk about the Hall of Famers, the ones that are retired, the probably make appearance
of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Beth Phoenix is a good one. Yep. So.
All right. So, championship matches, because the Rumbles are an hour a pop.
Yes.
Championship matches don't necessarily need to be that long. Case in point, Bill Goldberg doesn't work by the hour. Bill Goldberg is challenging Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. I think Goldberg takes this one. I do. I think short term it works because of his draws. His videos on YouTube are far and away higher than anything else the WWE does. His ratings are good. If they put Goldberg over McIntyre, where does McIntyre go? And the assumption is he goes to SmackDown, right?
Mm.
Is that a better place for Drew McIntyre? And is that a path to Roman Reigns? But before we get all those are just my questions, right? I think Goldberg wins here. And I think Goldberg has a defense or two before WrestleMania on one of the pay-per-views, Fastlane, Elimination Chamber, Roadblock, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets to WrestleMania, and then he's doing two nights of WrestleMania. And that would fulfill his four remaining matches, right? So if you're down on Goldberg or you want to be done with the Goldberg contract, that's a way to do it, is you go through his four matches in 3 months.
Get them all
in. So, Mike, I'll start with you.
Yeah.
Who wins, Goldberg or Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship?
See, I don't think that title's coming off Drew McIntyre until WrestleMania at the earliest. And I think that he's going to hold on to it there. He'll retain. If you are going to go with your scenario for Goldberg to have those matches in between WrestleMania, then I could see him more as that easy path to win the Royal Rumble and then maybe a couple of other tune-up matches there on the way to Mania. And I don't know, maybe he's that guy that you still have as the mystique and to keep the ratings there without the audience until it's back to a full-time capacity for Raw and SmackDown. So you still have him hang around for a little bit. But I think that Drew McIntyre is going to hold on to this here. I don't see Goldberg taking the title off of Drew. They just, you know, I know they haven't had a whole lot of, with Drew being out with the COVID, he's good to go though now, that's for sure. But I just think that Drew is going to hold on to this till at least WrestleMania. He's going to be a 1 year champion, maybe even longer, because he hasn't had that chance to win in front of the crowd. And I think he deserves that opportunity to have it for at least over, at least WrestleMania at the minimum.
Joe, what do you think?
Bill Goldberg's going to lose to Drew McIntyre. I think it will be easy. It will put Drew McIntyre way over. And I know Mike's mentioned this on the podcast, but I think Goldberg enters the Royal Rumble and he wins. And he will take on Roman Reigns or Drew McIntyre again. Mm-hmm. That gives him his two matches there. As part of his four, maybe he has another at SummerSlam, or one beforehand on one of those pay-per-views. But I can't see Drew McIntyre losing to Bill Goldberg in a squash match. They've built up Drew way too much. Drew's a worker now, guys.
Yes.
That Keith Lee match, him and Keith Lee, those are two heavyweights going out. It was a damn good match on Legends Night. Mm-hmm. The backup plan I have, though, is let's say Edge isn't ready to go, right? Because the projections Edge and Orton again.
Yep.
I'd love to see a legend killer matchup of Bill Goldberg, Randy Orton. You know, he knocks out another legend killer. I'd like, and that should have been the script all along, right? Because it would line up with everything that's been happening. But of course, we come up with the great ideas; they don't. But I just keep that in your back pocket. Maybe there's like a Randy Orton legend killer Goldberg thing happening that is in the plans if something doesn't work out along the way, because I'm sure they have backup plans all over the place with COVID.
I don't know that they all have the backup plans, but that's okay.
Yeah, you're right, because we're hearing now that people are walking into the building and don't even know what's going on.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
So that's been a thing for a long time. And I think Bruce Pritchard has an idea of where he wants to go with the product. But I think Vince McMahon is just so reactionary, and he'll see a rating and he'll be like, well, I'm out on this guy. Well, I'm out on this gal. I'm out on this person. And that's just kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Triple H, has his plan. He's going to go with his plan and, you know, be damned if he loses to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Vince is so much more reactionary to things. And this quarter hour is down, so we can't believe in this person anymore.
Right.
So I think that's the big difference. I think that's a big reason why Bill Goldberg's back. I think that's a reason if you see CM Punk come back, it's because Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are fans of CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And they would welcome because it would spike numbers. There's also something, I think, relating to CM Punk that backstage is coming back to Fox. I think Renee Paquette, Renee Young, I think she tweeted something like that, that backstage is coming back or might be coming
back.
They
promoted it on SmackDown this week.
Okay.
And also, Booker T was a part of the NFL
pregame halftime show.
Smashing tables with Buffalo Bills fans.
There you go.
That was pretty cool, actually. Wanted to throw that in there.
And the backstage is actually going to debut the night before the Royal Rumble on FS1. So that's where it's going to debut. And then they're going to have, I think it'll probably have a more stable schedule shortly after the Royal Rumble. But that's going to be like their, I guess, pilot episode to a return to a full-time capacity.
The other championship match is the Universal Championship. It is the SmackDown, the Pretty Blue Belt. It is Roman Reigns sitting at the head of the table defending against Kevin Owens in a last man standing match. I mean, Roman wins, right? Like, we all agree Roman Reigns wins.
I think he wins, but I think this could be the match of the night, because when you put these two in the ring together, we saw what they did at TLC. I think
we saw their Christmas Eve cage match.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a good performance between both of these guys. It's going to be a huge, you know, edge of your seat kind of thing. And I don't want to overhype it any more than I should be, but I think this has real big potential to be a good, good match of the show. But yeah, without question, Roman Reigns, he'll be the winner in this one. Clear cut winner too.
Joe, what do you think overall about the match? And what do you think about Kevin Owens?
I thought his promo was really good this week on SmackDown, talking about his family, his grandfather's, his tattoos, and how he just can't quit and how they want him to quit. I think he relates to the crowd very well. He talks to the crowd. So he's going to have that behind him, no doubt. I just don't think he's as skilled as Roman Reigns, but everything that we watch, he's almost beat him every time, right? I mean, if it wasn't for some sort of interference, I wish there was somebody that could get on Owen's side. And I wish it could be Sami Zayn, but he's doing his thing. Yeah. Like, is there somebody that could get on Owen's side to make it interesting? I'll throw out a name. You guys can tell me if I'm crazy or not. But what's going on with Jimmy Uso?
So well, he made the... He was the reason why Jey Uso quit in Hell in a Cell against Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think he's a little bit of ways from coming back.
Okay, but there's no way he could try to get involved and maybe back Owens.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So
Joe, Kevin Owens actually covered your idea of like why nobody has helped him yet. And Kevin Owens in a tweet a few months ago was like, well, I don't deserve anybody to help me out because I've been a loner pretty much the whole time I've been here.
He's not a backstabber.
Yeah. So that's the good thing when you have smart people like Paul Heyman and Kevin Owens, they can all cover up storyline flaws and storyline holes.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So like here comes a couple people to beat up Kevin Owens in the middle of a match and nobody's saving him. Well, why is that? And the answer is, well, that's the spot. But Kevin Owens is like, well, I don't deserve to be saved because I haven't exactly been a perfect angel in this company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why I bring up Jimmy, because Jay's getting the push. Jimmy maybe doesn't like it, you know, and maybe he wants to help Owens to get at his brother or something. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Jey Uso, by the way, sneaky could win the Rumble.
Oh, dude, I've already thought about it.
What are the odds for him?
I'll look him up because I know Jimmy Shapiro sent him out a while ago. Funny thing about that, though, you notice he's getting more airtime and more promos.
Yes.
Because Roman sits at the head of the table.
And it's funny because I've been watching all these Rumbles again, and, you know, we see his dad as the head shrinker and then Rikishi, and he was in multiple Rumbles. And, you know, I think they liked that. I wouldn't be surprised if he's at least one of the final guys in there, you know?
Final four. He feels like a final four guy.
Jey Uso. Yep. Yeah, again, I talk about this all the time, but when you don't have a live audience there, I mean, it actually would not be a bad scenario where I think if you had 60,000 people there, they'd boo that. They would boo that to the very end if Jey Uso won. He would not get over.
Jey Uso, 18-1 odds? That's tied with Bray Wyatt.
Ooh, that's another win.
Better odds. The Fiend
as a surprise entrant would be great.
He has better odds than Braun Strowman.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But just on the Uso point, Mike, they wouldn't boo Jimmy or Jey Uso. The Usos were a great tag team, are a great tag team when they're healthy. Like, they were loved by the fans.
No, I know that. But, I mean, what they've told us, though, right now, they're on Roman Reigns' side. And he's not a likable individual. And I think that if he were to win,
I don't know about that.
I don't think that he would be, they would be over if he won the Royal Rumble. Because when you think about that, Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble, that's not at the top of everyone's list. No, everyone don't want that. They want the guys we were talking about. They want
I want it now.
Of course you do. Yeah, because you're going against me. That's fine. Yeah, but I think if you're going to do it, go ahead. Nothing to lose this time around with no
one
there.
Joe, what do you think about Roman Reigns and his character right now? Is he a villain? Is he the cool? Is he the cool guy in the room? Is he a good guy? Like, what's your opinion on Roman Reigns?
I think he's a villain. Him and Paul Heyman working together.
So you want to go see? You would buy a ticket to see Roman Reigns get beat up?
Yeah. Isn't that what we're getting?
The idea of a heel. That's the idea of a villain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Stone Cold, if that's what you know what I mean. He's not
babyface.
He's not Kevin Nash or Scott Hall being exactly like everybody like says.
I think he's the head of the table. He's claiming to be the boss and the man. And until someone beats him and shuts him up, that's what he is.
Yeah. There you go.
And, you know, Jimmy, and maybe that's me being the traditional fan where I was brought up. Like, you talk about that. You buy a ticket to see the heel get their ass kicked and lose and, you know, throw popcorn at them and so forth. But, yeah, that's me. That's me being the younger Mike Riley fan right there.
Again, though, I'll ask you guys this. How many heels are truly in the WWE right now? I can only – a handful is what I have right now. You know?
Yeah. I mean –
Baron Corbin's the heel. That's it, you know?
Baron Corbin's going to win the Royal Rumble, guys. Baron Corbin.
Gosh. Oh, no, he's not. I don't think so.
He won the Andre the Giant.
Oh. He did in Dallas, and he got cheered. He got an NXT chant.
Yeah.
How about him? Oh, go ahead, yeah.
I know we have one more match, the women's match that I want to get to, but I wanted to throw this question out. I'm sorry I didn't mention it earlier.
No, it's okay. I have a question that I don't think I mentioned in my notes.
If there was one person, hypothetically,
typical me,
that was in AEW, made an appearance in AEW, or was signed to AEW at one point to make an appearance at the Royal Rumble, who would it be? Or another promotion.
But they got to be a free agent, you're saying.
Some sort of, like, I'll go Rob Van Dam. Right.
Okay.
But like, could a Chris Jericho?
No.
WWE act could come in. Could a?
Tessa Blanchard is the answer.
Okay,
Tessa Blanchard, who hasn't been seen on wrestling programming since March.
That's a good one.
She would fit what you describe. Free agent talent, hasn't been seen in a while. You know, other than her Instagram workout videos and.
Like, could that perfect 10 dude, you know?
Oh, Sean Spears? No, go away.
I was going to say, I mean, you could go with...
But if you're looking for Jack that Ryder. Surprise off-the-grid talent to fill a Royal Rumble spot, it's Tessa Blanchard. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that she wants to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she didn't get signed out of the Women's Classic tournament a few years ago. I think that's why...
Mm-hmm.
AEW hasn't touched her. I think that's why she's out there, is because she just doesn't want to do business. But that if Tessa Blanchard showed up in a WWE ring at the Royal Rumble, that would legitimately surprise me.
Yeah.
I'll give you another name. Conor McGregor. If he showed up as a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble match next week, that would be surprising. That would be a legitimate, like...
Yep.
So few people would see that coming out of nowhere. Surprise. That would be good.
I think they need to capitalize on that now. He lost last Saturday night.
Oh, recent. Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's a Mike Tyson type performer now.
Yep.
No one has the spark, but maybe not the guy with the talent anymore.
And that's another one, too. That popped in my mind, too, about Mike Tyson being a possibility. Yeah, I mean, he's a lot older than Conor McGregor, but he was on AEW just a few months ago presenting.
And Tyson was going to do a match with Chris Jericho.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
He's got a relationship with Vince. So, you know, there's probably a backdoor deal there if necessary.
Chris Jericho, who doesn't look very good right now, but that's another story for another
day. Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't a spring chicken anymore.
Him and The Rock are the same age. You see those bodies?
Woo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. All right. So my final question to you guys, and I don't remember if I put this in the email show format or not. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Royal Rumble match or moment?
Oh, do we skip the one?
I'll give you time to think about it. I'll give you mine. My favorite Royal Rumble match is the 1997 Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just think that's great start to finish. There's a little subtlety of Pat Patterson sitting ringside. Steve Austin cheats to win, establishes Bret Hart's bitter, angry side even more. Steve Austin became really like a cemented made man in that match. Like, and the build of him, wins the King of the Ring, does the 316 promo, has the match with Bret but loses, and then wins the Royal Rumble match. Oh, just, it was, Mike Riley, it was fabulous storytelling for a character.
You know, and that was my favorite elimination of all time, when Jerry Lawler gets off the commentary, goes in, Bret knocks him out, and he sells it so good, leaving over the top rope, and awesome.
absolutely hysterical. That was I know you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but that just pissed me off.
Yep, you should have.
Yeah, well, like Austin comes in there, he cheated to win that,
and he's a heel.
I know, but he wasn't even in the main event at WrestleMania because Shawn Michaels lost his smile. So that's a good one. It's a good. That's your favorite, you're saying, or
that's my favorite match. Yep, okay. That's my favorite Royal Rumble match.
All right, I got mine.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
1992, because Ric Flair, the way he did that, it was his history. The winner becomes the WWF champion. Hulk Hogan had to surrender it after he cheated at Tuesday in Texas with the Undertaker throwing the urn in his face, the ashes and so forth. Yeah, exactly. But just that promo. Oh my God, that promo after Ric Flair with a tear in my eye and Bobby Heenan, Mr. Perfect. We ain't the kind of guys to say we told you so, but Jimmy,
we told you so.
Yep. And then me and Gene Okerlund, put that cigarette out. Unbelievable. Hysterical. That was probably the best part after the whole thing there. But Flair lasting that whole time there to win the Royal Rumble and become the WWF champion. And listen, I was not a heel guy. I didn't appreciate heels at the time, but looking back on it, oh, it was fantastic. My favorite Royal Rumble match of all time.
Joe Murray?
I have a lot. 92 was the best, guys. It really was. The Gorilla Monsoon Heenan, the way Heenan was awesome. I thought 93, 94, 95 were really down years. I know people love the Shawn Michaels angle and everything to that degree, but the cast of characters that they brought in was bad. Now, 97 told a great story how Bret Hart continuously got screwed.
You.
That story is just, it really is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Vince McMahon winning I thought was awful. So I'm trying to give you one. I got to tell you, the 09 Randy Orton defeating Triple H, he punts McMahon in the head. He says things about his daughter, like he was going to get fired. Like, dude, the one constant that I'm seeing in all these Royal Rumbles is that Randy Orton's a performer and always in the limelight, always a main eventer. And, you know, when he won in 09, dude, he was going to get fired, dude. You know, and then he wins it. It's just, to me, that was a great storyline heading into it. But there were some bad years, man, where, like, how many times are we going to see Viscera or Big Vince or Vince the Lover? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was just, there were some bad characters over the years, but that's what made WCW great at the time. But the Rumble was always still a fixture. And, you know, the more we watch it, I'm really interested this year because whoever wins, man, your name goes up there forever, right? And we'll remember it for a long time. But the early 90s ones were really good. The 2000s ones were hard to remember. I'll give you one more. When Shawn Michaels got thrown out the year that he needed to win it to face The Undertaker, you really felt it for Shawn. That was the first time Shawn ever never accomplished something, right?
2007, I think.
And that was like the first year where he like was shocked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No. It was
in San Antonio. It was in San Antonio, too.
That's right. Yeah.
That was his hometown.
But he gets thrown out and he can't believe it.
Yeah.
He throws the refs around. Like, it was just you felt it. You know what I mean? And, like, Shawn Michaels didn't accomplish something. And it was a good storyline.
For somebody who's Mr. WrestleMania, he's got a losing record at WrestleMania. Just thought I should point that
out. Yeah, I hate that nickname for him. I really do. It's just, he's a great in-ring performer. But, yeah, he's not the best on that stage.
Record as far wise. As a win-loss
record
goes, as far as performance goes, phenomenal. Undertaker, Kurt Angle, those matches are legendary.
Unbelievable.
The Ric Flair retirement match is overrated, but that's a story for another day.
I don't really enjoy that match, to be honest with you, too. Wasn't
you
too
shouldn't. Like the finish is flawed, right? Mm-hmm. Like if Ric Flair is really fighting for his career, when Shawn Michaels said, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then super kicks him right in the face, Flair just takes it.
Right, right. The best part was the night after, the tribute to Flair, because everyone came out, they shook his hand, they gave him a hug, him and Undertaker were breaking down, crying. That was awesome. But that match, I'm not a fan of that. I thought that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any final thoughts here, guys?
I listen, I'm ready to rumble. This is going to be unique, obviously. First time ever at a Royal Rumble without an audience. So we're coming up on the full year where WWE and pro wrestling, for that matter, have done pay-per-views without a live crowd. And this is probably the biggest one. Well, yeah, I mean, SummerSlam was big to have no audience there. WrestleMania, of course. But now with a Thunderdome and a real situation, how deep we are into this pandemic, this is going to be the biggest test yet for all of professional wrestling to see how this goes off and to see what we are going to get at WrestleMania. So just sit back, relax, turn life off, and enjoy the Royal Rumble.
Joe, any final thoughts?
I think that this is an opportunity for WWE to really gauge the fan and try to get in touch with the fan and maybe go along with what they want. Maybe a surprise, not so much what they want. You get what I mean? And, you know, the other thing is this. I'm really wondering what's going on with The Fiend. Like, where is this thing going, man? You know, like I'm interested every week. I'm in, you know,
he's an attraction, pal.
Yeah, that's it's almost like the Undertaker, right? He doesn't need the title. He's that awe individual there.
They have to set him on fire to get him off TV now.
God, that was a bizarre ending.
Yep. But I'm all in for Alexa Bliss shooting fire. She can shoot fire at anybody. Mike Riley, thank you. Joe Murray from Over Under 98.5. Thank you for taking your time, giving us your odds and your opinion. Mike Riley, you're holding up your finger because yes. I'm about to wrap up. And
James, real quick, thank you to everyone who purchased a Wrestling Inside the Ropes t-shirt.
Oh, good point.
Right? A lot of people have stepped up. Joe pointed that out to you and I, that it's available on the website. Go ahead, plug it, Jimmy. But people have purchased this. That's awesome. And I love it. Yeah. Everyone, I'm out there.
So I haven't asked for the actual number, but based on Twitter, we've sold 5 t-shirts, which boggles my mind, right? That somebody bought a t-shirt for a stupid wrestling podcast that we do, right? Joe Murray, thank you for pointing that out, that we have merch. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hopefully it works its way around. It pays itself forward.
I know, right? The fact that 5 people bought t-shirts is awesome. You can get yours if you go to 985thesportshub.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little store option. There's Adam Jones merch. There's Felger and Maz merch. There's Hey Guys Hey for Toucher and Rich. There's What's Up Zoe. And there's our stupid little logo on a t-shirt, which God bless you for. God bless anybody who wants to buy that shirt.
I'm telling you, that
I appreciate it.
Yeah, the folks at the bottom, Chris, Carl, Lauren, all those guys, they're pumped about it.
At least 5. They're very excited. I'm very excited for having a t-shirt for this thing.
Real quick, guys, with the Super Bowl on tap, Brady Mahomes is going to be the Super Bowl. Who would you consider the Brady of wrestling and the Mahomes of wrestling?
Wow.
You can tease it for another week if you want, but I figured that this would be
it's hard
to have fun with.
Because he just left the, at Survivor Series, I'd say like Undertaker for Brady, Mahomes. Actually, maybe AJ Styles. That's a little strong. Roman Reigns, Mahomes?
The Mahomes is tough.
Very tough.
The Brady is Hogan.
Okay. But
right? Like but Hogan was on top. Guys. Hogan was on top, drew more money doing 2 different things. Like there's no greater performer than Hulk Hogan on the biggest stage. Hulk Hogan from he did the Rocky movie. He had the run from 1984 to WrestleMania 8 as the top guy for WWF as the babyface, the number one babyface. And then he goes to WCW and he reinvents himself as a villain and draws money on top as a bad guy there. And then he comes back to the WWF as a good guy. Like Hulk Hogan is the greatest professional wrestler, sports entertainer of all time. as far as money drawn, merchandise sold, longevity, can do anything you need. I just think that it's not even a question. It's Hulk Hogan is the Tom Brady.
But is that the reason I said Undertaker, though, was because guys that are still there, Hogan's out. He's not an Undertaker. That's why I put him in that little category. He just left. But all time, sure, it's got to be Hogan or Austin for the Tom Brady, I'd say, all time.
I think Austin and Rock are thrown out because of they didn't have the longevity.
Yeah, but they made more money than Hogan.
Like Hogan's last match was SummerSlam in Boston in 06.
I know.
So, I mean, there's your 20 years, right? 84 to 06.
Yeah. People know everyone, you talk wrestling with anybody, they know Hulk Hogan. That's the first person comes right to him there.
Could Roman Reigns?
Do you have an answer to that question?
Could Roman Reigns be the Mahomes?
That's what I said too.
It's probably the closest there, but see where. So Roman is in year. It's
about 7 or 8.
He's 33, I think. So for the Mahomes example to work, doesn't the wrestler have to be 23, 24?
It's going to be a young guy.
But I'm asking. I mean, it's.
But he's also got a championship, Mahomes.
Yep. So championship could be WrestleMania main event, whatever. But it's got to be somebody who's younger.
Oh, Seth Rollins
for Mahomes, or for Brady?
No, I'm just trying to use a Mahomes angle. I think Hogan's the right angle.
Yeah, if you're going all time, it's got to be Hogan.
He also had a wrangle in his career, I think, a few wrangles. He had Joey Morella in his back pocket. Oh, yeah. Now you're throwing fastballs right down the middle of me. He had Joey Morella in his back pocket, and then the Heppner screwed him out of the belt. Dirty Heppner brothers.
What are they doing now?
Dave isn't in great health, and Earl is still kicking around, probably selling illegal merchandise out of his trunk.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. You got Seth Rollins and Hogan on that. Okay.
I mean, it's probably Roman. You know,
no, but it's a good topic though. I like it.
I like it. Maybe we'll tweet it out there someday.
We'll pick it around it. Pick it and stick it.
Yeah. A couple of weeks here. All right,
guys.
Enjoy the Rumble.
Thank you so much, everybody out there who's listening. Enjoy the Rumble. The Royal Rumble is just awesome. We'll see how there's no live fans, if they can actually sync up the clock with the crowd counting down properly. It should be easy, but you'll never know.
Titan time.
That's right. 90 seconds approximately. Each week you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Enjoy the Rumble. We will talk to you after the Royal Rumble.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.